This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Federal Reserve has, for the past 5 or 6 years or so, been getting creative, one might say, with monetary policy, all in an attempt to get and keep the American economy on an even keel. Today, the European Central Bank got with the program in what you could call a surprise announcement. The ECB pushed interest rates to zero, actually to below zero for some deposits. That is a negative interest rate. So we asked Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith to do three things for us in the next minute and a half of our lives. One, explain exactly what a negative interest rate is. Number two, why the ECB thinks that will help the European economy. And number three, what it might mean here.
An interest rate is money a bank gives you for keeping your cash with them. And a negative interest rate? Bethann Bovino is an economist at Standard & Poor's.
What that means is that they are now charging commercial banks for leaving money at the central bank.
So you pay the bank to keep your money there. And how does that help Europe's economy?
It's trying to create a hot seat.
Paul Kudrowski is a partner at SK Ventures.
They just want to make it so darn uncomfortable to continue sitting there with your deposits that you say, oh, screw it, I'll lend it out.
Lending is exactly what European banks haven't been doing. They've been playing it safe, stashing their money with the ECB. Businesses and individuals aren't getting loans, so they aren't hiring or buying, and Europe's economy is grinding to a halt.
The central bank, their business is to get the real economy going.
Bethann Bovino says to do that, the ECB is making it expensive for banks to save.
Hopefully that means more lending to households and businesses.
So, will it work? Matthew Slaughter is a professor at Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business, and he has his doubts.
Many banks in Europe are still fragile and recovering from the trauma of the world financial crisis. How much more likely they will be to make a lot more loans is an open question.
Slaughter says banks might just put their money in another safe haven, like U.S. Treasury bonds, which would be good for the U.S., but wouldn't help Europe much. The ECB can only make the seat hot. Now it's up to the banks to decide where to move their assets. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.